Chapter 1. Pray when you don't know what to say. Praying women know it's okay to start where they are. In prayer, it's better to have a heart without words than words without a heart. John Bunyan. When you pray, don't babble on and on as the Gentiles do. Matthew chapter 6, verse 7. One day, I would love to be the kind of writer who tucks herself away in a little cottage by the ocean for a few months and writes at leisure between cups of Earl Grey tea and walks on the beach at sunset with her well-behaved dogs. For now, I'm grateful when I have a couple quiet days of uninterrupted writing at home. I never learned to type in school, so I type all my books with two fingers. If you ever find yourself beside me in a coffee shop, you'll move. Even if you think you like me, you'll move. When I get on a roll, my typing sounds like a demented woodpecker. Me writing at home seems to work best for the rest of the planet. On this particular day, the dogs were sleeping and Barry was doing the laundry, so I sat down at my desk in the den, opened my laptop, and looked for the folder I'd recently saved. I typed in praying women, and nothing came up. That's strange, I thought. I tried women who pray. And still nothing. I simplified and typed prayer, and all I found was a piece I'd written last year for a magazine. Where was my file? How could pages and pages of hard work just disappear? I mean, isn't everything supposed to be tucked up safely in that cloud thingy in the sky? I'd been doing research for this book for 2 years in the middle of a busy travel and television schedule, and now the deadline for the finished manuscript was fast approaching. I'd spent months on airplanes and downtime in hotels, reading, praying, and writing notes on yellow legal pads. I'd studied passages of scripture that teach on prayer and knew what I believed each chapter should hold. During an 8-hour layover in an airport a couple of weeks previously, I'd gathered up all the notes I'd written over the months and finally typed everything into one document, which I saved under... Under what? When I opened my laptop and typed in praying women and nothing came up, I panicked. How could it just disappear? I sat back in my chair and took a deep breath. I didn't know what to say. The loss felt overwhelming. Then out of my mouth came one word. I cried out one name, Jesus. My simple prayer at that moment was one word, Jesus. I lifted my hand toward heaven and said his name again. Jesus. Some people use that name casually, even as a curse word, but for me, it is the name I call on in the best of times and the worst of times, when life is falling apart and when it's falling into place. I didn't have many fancy words that day, just one. His name. One name connecting me to the source of peace. My husband Barry had been in the laundry room, and when he heard me cry out, he ran into the den to see if I'd been raptured. Are you okay? He asked. I'm good, I said, nodding my head and smiling. When you lose everything you've written on prayer, what do you do? Pray. I finally found my folder saved under a different name, but the Holy Spirit taught me a lesson that day in those few moments of panic. Prayer should be my first response in everything. As Corrie ten Boom once said, is prayer your spare tire or your steering wheel? In other words, is prayer the thing that guides you through every moment in life or something you turn to only in an emergency?